And tell you
this a little is bit a demonstration
about
of Flip for Mac.
Our ministry tonight, and it's kind of an unusual ministry. We're evangelists, and when I went into evangelism, I thought I'd always stay here in the United States of America. And about 4 years ago, I went over to Asia, and God just opened up my heart and my mind and showed me that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Amen. And if America needs evangelists, how much more the world? Amen.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And so what I'd like to do is share some pictures with you of our recent trip. Last January, February, March, and most of April, we were over in and made our home base the Philippines and Brother Lorena's church. And, of course, you know there, and your pastor's been there, and an amazing church. And I'm going to show you some church plants tonight and just some pictures of while we were there. We tried to really focus on church planting while we were there and help
the Philippine pastors along in their church
planting efforts. And through all that, we got to see over 600 saved and five churches planted. And so it was just a tremendous trip. And I titled it Revival in the Philippines. And I'll tell you why tonight. Number one, I want to show you these pictures for two reasons. Number one, I want to encourage you in your missions giving. I want to encourage you to continue to invest in world missions. Amen. And so you have to realize something about the Philippines.
This is a demonstration
of Brother Lorena's church is having revival, and the churches in the Philippines are having revival, and they are having a revival. They estimated in 2004 there were 4,000 independent Baptist churches in the Philippines, which is tremendous. And with a population of 100 million people, that'd be like taking the state of Texas and California. If we had 4,000 churches in those two states that were independent Baptists, that would be incredible. But the thing is, it didn't end there. And by 2008,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That means they've been on track of starting 1,000 churches every year in their country. And when you think about that, that's incredible. And in America here, in our heyday, the most we've started is around 400 to 500 churches a year. So it could be a revival even beyond what we've seen. And so they're experiencing a tremendous revival. And I hope that one day you could go over and see it. It's a privilege and an honor and a blessing.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But you have to remember, why are they having revival today? Because churches just like this one all over our great country sent out and supported missionaries. Amen. And you talk to some of those veteran missionaries like Brother Lloyd Baker. Every time I see him, he's 81 years old now, and he just started a brand new church. Amen. And over there in the Philippines, and he's the one that trained Brother Lorena and brought him in and sent him out to start
this
a church.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Baker, you say, did you ever imagine that Brother Lorena would be pastoring over 3,000 people every Sunday and this and that? He said, not in a million years. And it's just incredible what God has done there. But when those missionaries got there, listen, it was like any other missionary field. It was tough, and they had to do the back-breaking groundwork to pave the way. But they were sent out and supported by churches over here, and now the country has just exploded with the gospel.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Mac. We have to continue to give, amen. We have to continue to send out and support missionaries so that other countries can see revival like the Philippines. So as you look at these pictures tonight, remember, this is a result, a direct result of missions giving. So we have to remember that, be encouraged by that, to continue to give and give sacrificially and give more. Amen. And so I want to remind you that. Secondly, I want to remind you by showing you these pictures tonight,
this is a demonstration
that revival is still possible. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. And every town we go to and every church we preach at, I pray for that town. I pray for that church that God would send them a Holy Ghost revival. And I believe here in Great Falls, you could see a mighty revival once again. And many times here in America, we are tempted to think that, hey, it's just going to get worse and worse, and I know that our nation is in a decline morally and spiritually, and I know all that, but
this
I
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We can still see a revival, amen. And so let me show you some of these pictures, and that's what it's like preaching over there. Very hot and humid. I don't know, Pastor, did you wear a barone? And those things are great. I'll tell you what, those are lifesavers, literally, because it's 95 degrees this Sunday morning and 100% humidity. And so if you wear the suit, suit and tie. I tried the first Sunday I was there and almost died of heat exhaustion. Amen. So that's what it's like preaching over there. This is actually Ed Lorena's brother. And this started as a Christian Soldiers Impact. It was a ministry to the military. And so then they had a group of soldiers and their families, so they organized it as their church. This is actually the first church that Brother Lorena sent out, the first preacher he sent out to start a church. And now they average over 3,000 every Sunday, just like Brother Ed Lorena's church. And this is in Makati. This is actually the overflow.
This is a demonstration of flip from
morning.
That.
Amen. Can you imagine your overflow being packed every Sunday morning? Had 189 people that got saved that morning. Just tremendous. And this is a common scene in the Philippines, right, Pastor? Just full altars, people weeping, and the Christians fill up the altar, and so they have to usher the lost and the visitors out the back to get them saved, amen. And they don't call them forward, they call them back and dismiss them. And
this
so,
is a demonstration of flip from that.
To get baptized a wonderful Sunday morning, and let me just show you some of the church plants. This is up in Calauan, Pastor Dante De Leon, and he started this church with his family. And just to share his testimony, he was a drunk and just, you know, wasting his life. And someone invited him to an anniversary service, and he got saved. And what's exciting to me, they've been there 14 years, but this is a fourth generation church plant. Amen. A missionary came from America.
This is a demonstration.
Brother Lorena sent him out to start a church, and Brother Lorena sent out a man that started a church, and then this man came out of that church. Amen. So think about that. Four generations. And then let me show you, this is a church they just started. Amen. A fifth generation Baptist church in the Philippines, which is incredible. And this was started by Brother Andy. And this is what their church plants are like. And this is, I love preaching to those big crowds. That's always fun. But there's something about
this is a demonstration
of flip
from that.
And this is Brother Andy. I actually got to teach him in Bible college. And we came there for a Sunday and spent it with him and just tried to help him and be a blessing. And they'll try to rent a house like this, and the pastor and his family will live up in a small room, and then they'll usually have some full-time workers that are helping them to get the church going. And there's the living room. They try to find a big living room so they can meet every Sunday and have tremendous services.
This
that
is
day.
A demonstration
of flip
from that.
He's blind, and it was exciting to hear his testimony. I'll share it with you tonight. He was walking down the road. This church is only a year old, so within that year, he was walking down the road and he was going to go commit suicide because it's tough to be blind in the Philippines. In any third world country, it's tough to have a handicap. And so he was told he was worthless and good for nothing and all that. So he was on his way to go commit suicide.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
And stopped and shared the gospel with him. He got saved. It changed his life. And now he has a job. He's working and he's able to come to church there and even give to missions and give to the church. And we just praise God for that. And praise God, soul winning still works. Amen. And changed his life. And so that's Preacher Andy and his wife. And we had a great Sunday with them. And let me just share with you a testimony about soul winning in the Philippines. This is a church that runs about 400.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
They have something every month called Soul Winning Sunday. And I decided I'd share this back with our folks at home because it's just incredible. I've never seen a church that did this. It wasn't that they preached all day on soul winning or that they emphasized soul winning. They actually went soul winning, amen, and I've never seen that before. All 400 people, as soon as we said amen and the Sunday morning service was over, this was one of the groups, they all went out soul winning. And so that was exciting. They let
this
people
is a
Lord.
Demonstration
about
of
an hour
from
and a half. To 2 hours later, and we had lunch together and even brought some of their converts and started discipling them right away. And so I'd never seen an entire church go out soul winning, and it was exciting. So now let me show you in Taiwan. These are some churches that are being started there. We actually were there for a week and had a camp while we were there amongst some of these Filipino churches, and these are What they'll do is they'll start amongst
this
the Filipinos
is a demonstration
because there's 300,000 Filipinos in Taiwan working. So they'll start with the Filipinos, and then as the church grows, they're able to reach out and reach some of the Taiwanese that are very hard-hearted towards the gospel, but they're able to start reaching some of them. So we were actually there for a week of camp, and our memory card all of a sudden just gave up the ghost and died, amen? And so we lost some of those pictures, but we actually had a camp, and we got to give the gospel to
this is a demonstration of
first-time visitors class at the camp, and saw 12 people get saved, and they baptized 9 the next Sunday, and those 9 joined the church, and so it was exciting. But this is a church plant, and it was exciting to just be there. And this is Pastor Mack. He was an engineer there in Taiwan, got saved in one of the churches, and called it in the ministry. So he's still an engineer. But he sold his house so that his church that they're starting could afford this building, and he moved
with his family
up into the attic. So that was just an exciting testimony. That's what it takes to plant a church, amen. Just that willingness to sacrifice. So praise God for him. And this is Kaohsiung, one of the churches that's been there the longest. And I kid you not, they have church every single day of the week, amen. Can you imagine that? Every day at 10 o'clock, they have church. And I like to go there and preach, Pastor, because there's always a revival scheduled, amen, as long as you want. So every day at 10 o'clock,
this is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
To Singapore, and this is what we do. We go out into the other countries and try to help the churches get started. And these are the gods in Singapore, amen. Materialism, that's the god in Singapore, the dollar, and these banks. And so we took some pictures of the buildings there, and there's a church getting started there, and I was excited to find out they had a special anniversary service. Brother Lorena told me.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
27 visitors on a Sunday morning, which if you knew Singapore, it's incredible. So very hard country. Anytime you have materialism, people don't need God. They just want to rely on their wealth. And so very hard. But praise the Lord, these two ladies got saved that day in the park. And then I met this woman, and one of the most interesting soul-winning experiences I've ever had. I knew what province she was from in the Philippines, so we were talking about Cavite, and I said, "What
this is a demonstration
of flip
for
Mac." And she said, "Well, when I'm home, I go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint." I thought, "Oh my goodness, I know where this is going to go." But anyhow, I was holding my New Testament there, and she looked at the New Testament. She said, "That's the Bible, right?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Well, at my church, they told me there isn't a hell." She said, "What does the Bible say about hell?" Amen. And I got to show her what the Bible said about hell and heaven and Jesus Christ and repentance and salvation.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
She trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior. Amen. Trusted what the Bible said. So that was exciting. Now, the tough thing about Singapore, it's hard to find a place to meet. So we had a Bible study in the house that night. And what they're able to do is on Sunday afternoon, they're able to rent this hotel room here and meet for their church. Now, the great thing about Singapore is everybody's there. If you walk down the street, there's a Chinese, Australian, British, Indian from India, and Malay.
This is a demonstration.
Everybody, Indonesian and Filipino. And so we're trying to help this church get started and praying for them and trying to help them because if they can get this church established, they'll be able to reach all kinds of people. Amen. In fact, you can see we had a man from Bangladesh come in that morning, and that's the way this church is going to be. It's going to be all kinds of people. So we had a great service that day, tried to just encourage them to reach out, had a man come and get saved that morning. That was exciting. And that's
this is
John
a demonstration
that's,
of flip for Mac
there in Singapore. So take you on to Thailand. I got to go there for kind of a survey trip and to try to help a church that's getting started there. And this is the local Buddha worship center, and you can just see this is just your average one on the street. So they can stop and pray and all of that on their way to work, to and from work. And you can see it. Now, it was 99 degrees that day with 100% humidity. So
this is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
Because he wasn't going to drink them, but I thought maybe that would fall under meat offered to idols. I don't know. But he's got those coconut drinks there, and I know he's not going to drink them. But anyhow, I wanted to make it out of Thailand alive, so I didn't take one of Buddha's drinks. But very sad. We saw people. This is Bangkok, Thailand. 12 million people now. That's incredible. 12 million people, and there's some good churches there, but they need more. They're not able to reach all the people
this
there.
This is a demonstration
of
Hope for Mass.
This is a Baptist church, amen, and in the north, and this is Rubelin Cacho. She's out of Christian Bible Baptist Church, Brother Ed Lorena's church. And I first met Rubelin when she was helping plant churches there in the Philippines, and I was so excited to hear that she was going over to Thailand because she's a soul winner, a wonderful woman of God, and she was helping this church in the north and living an hour to the south. If you know anything about Bangkok, Thailand, it's the Sai Lung.
This is a demonstration of Hope for Mass.
And while she was there, she's living in an apartment complex and leading people to the Lord, and so people are being saved. So she calls Brother Lorraine and says, hey, you're going to have to come start another church because I've got a dozen ladies and we're having a regular Bible study. So praise God, God called two people out of the church there in the Philippines, Dylan and Jean, friends of ours, and they've been there for over a month and the church is just thriving. So we're excited about that. Look at who God used. God can use anybody.
This
amen,
is a demonstration
to start a church.
Of Hope for Mass.
Sometimes it's a faithful soul winner that paves the way for a new church to be started. So pray for us. We'll be able to go there for 2 weeks next year and help them and door knock and soul win and all of that to try to help them get that church. And we're also sending over support to get this new church started. So praise God for that. Now, back in the Philippines, had a wonderful Sunday at this anniversary service of this church. Had 71 people get saved on one
this
Sunday
is a demonstration.
Morning. And you can see their very tiny building, but they just packed it out, amen. These people worked very hard, and we had a wonderful Sunday morning service. You can see the people raising their hands, wanting to know more about Jesus Christ. Now, this is Brother Ed De La Peña. I have to just tell you about him, and I'm almost done tonight with these pictures. But Brother Ed De La Peña was a Pentecostal preacher. And he was confused about his group because every year they would change their doctrine. I mean, every year they'd have a meeting.
This is a demonstration
of
Superman.
The year before you couldn't. And all of a sudden they're going to start preaching out of this Bible. And that when they and so he was confused. And he came to a Baptist conference at Christian Bible Baptist and said, wow, there's a group that teaches the Bible. Amen. And the doctrine. And so he came and was baptized into the church, trained, sent out. And now I call him a Baptist-costal preacher, amen, because he has the excitement of a Pentecostal, but the doctrine of a Baptist. And so
this is a demonstration
miracles,
of Hope for Mass.
Prayer, and so he's praying for this acreage here, and he needs $125,000. And might not seem like much to us. He averages over $400 every Sunday. Should be easy. The problem is people make about $50 to $100 a month. So they need a miracle, and I know they're going to get one. Amen. And we had a tremendous revival there. Here's his building, and he's had over 1,500 visitors come to this building on one Sunday and high Sundays. And
this is a demonstration of Hope for Mass.
To close the street and put chairs in the street. And a wonderful man of God, that's what it's like getting ready to preach over there, amen, when there's no air conditioning. So you just sit in the fan, sit in front of the fan till it's time to preach, and you'll be okay. And so a couple of us preachers joined together and got him that jeepney so he could pick people up and kids and bring them to Sunday school. And that was our barbecue that night, amen. Nothing like food cooked over an open flame.
This
anyhow,
is a demonstration.
This is his house in the back. The first time I met Brother Ed De La Peña, he was living in the back of the church in a little concrete room about half the size of a baptistry room with him and his four kids. And I told the man, I said, build them a house. And so they built him this house, amen, in the back of the church. And now instead of one little room, he has three little rooms, amen. And so praise God for that. And we had a tremendous revival there at his church. And we did a four-day revival.
This is a demonstration of
Hope
for Mass.
And the first night I preached, and he got up and said, okay, tonight let's practice what we've heard. He said, let's have a prayer meeting till midnight. And the people stayed and prayed till midnight. Amen. And the second night, he said, okay, it's Friday night, no work tomorrow. He said, let's have an all-night prayer meeting. And the people stayed and prayed all night. Just a tremendous revival, tremendous man of God, and we're just praying for him. He started...
This is a demonstration
of
Hope for Mass.
In fact, I've got a bunch of books in the back of my motorhome. As soon as I get to the West Coast, I'm shipping them over to him because he's training preachers, amen, and needs some doctrinal books. And so I've got some for him and have been collecting books for him and his church. And so let me show you something else we do while we're there. And When you go over to the Philippines, you'll see the sites like this. Your pastor knows, if you've ever been to Mexico or Haiti or any country like that, you'll see
this is a demonstration of
Flip for Mac. Right there outside of Brother Lorena's church, this was only taken a couple blocks from his church there, Pastor, just these little girls playing in the rubble. And look at what Jesus said. Let me go back. Then said he also unto him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame,
the blind. This is a demonstration of
Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And so Jesus Christ says this, and that if we will give to this kind of ministry, if we'll invest in these kids that will never be able to do anything back for us, that he himself would repay us someday. Amen. And we're not doing it for a reward, but I'll tell you this, it shows us how important it is to our Savior. Amen. And what's important to our Savior should be important to us. And so
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
If you'll stop by the table, you'll see our revival ministry, our missionary family, and the Loving Hands Children's Foundation. We started a foundation to work through local, independent, Bible-believing Baptist churches like Brother Lorena's, and that's where we're starting, but we're going to expand, Lord willing, from there and try to help with some of these needs. So what we do, we bring them in once a month right now, but we want to expand that, of course, as soon as we can get the support and the money. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You can only have so many people in the car, amen, in the Philippines. And I feel bad for this little guy down here at the bottom of that dog pile. But we bring them in and we let the Bible college students preach the gospel to them. And we feed them and serve them. And just there they are learning deep and wide, amen, just like you and I did in Sunday school. And there we fix them up some garlic rice soup that they really like. It's a Filipino dish, and with a big chunk of protein chicken in the bottom.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And there's a dental and a medical clinic they can go to right there on the church property. And so we just try to help them, and this is what we want them to know. The average life expectancy of a street child in the world is 18 years old. They're abused. They have diseases. They die of malnutrition and all kinds of things. And so, what we want them to know, they don't think that anybody loves them. They don't. They've been abandoned.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
A lot of times, they then grow up and turn into the abuser and all of that. And so, we want them to know that Jesus loves the little children. Amen. And where we want to take this foundation, we want to get this to the place where we can fund bringing them in and feeding them and also buying the curriculum so they can go to Brother Lorena's school and providing the curriculum and the meals for them. We want to send them through school, have them graduate.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then we want to send them out to start more churches. Amen. That's our goal and that's our burden and our vision. Brother Lorena and his brother, Ed Lorena, grew up something like this. You know, you hear their stories about going and picking the rice and drying it on the street just to have something to eat. And Lloyd Baker welcomed them in and trained them. And his brother Gil Lorena, pastor, said he used to sleep in the baptistry when it was dry. And that's how these boys, they grew
this
up.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
3,000 people, amen. And that's what I'm dreaming for these kids. I know that if we'll give them something to live for, they'll be some of the greatest servants of God that the world has ever seen. And so that's where we're at. And so drop by. If you're interested in this portion of our ministry and the foundation, there's a brochure back there. There's also an email sign-up sheet. We're developing a website right now, and it's almost done. And so you can put your email down, and then when it's done, we'll
send you a demonstration
of Flip
for Mac.
You can continually pray for us and continually see what we're doing in our ministry and all of that. And so I want to say tonight, thank you, Heritage Baptist Church. It's so wonderful to be here tonight. And I hope that those slides are a blessing to your heart. And if we could have the lights back at this time and go ahead and just end the slideshow there. So praise God for what he's doing over there in the Philippines. Amen. And you pray for us, please.
This
we're
is a demonstration
of
full-time
evangelism. And we're at about 60% of our support right now. We're spending 3 months out of our year over in the foreign mission field, but we want to get to the place where half of our year is on the foreign mission field. So pray for us as we as we continue to raise support, and like I said, we're at 60%, and Lord willing, in November, we want to go to Haiti, and we're going to try to do the same
thing.
This
is a demonstration
of Flip
from Haiti.
So if you could, it's time for the preaching, right? Amen. Go ahead and stand with me, stretch your legs, and turn in your Bibles, please, to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 in your Bibles tonight. And I'd like to just preach for a little while. I just have to share with you a blessing tonight. It's just so good. And the last time, Pastor, I saw your wife, she was in the hospital bed. And you were so sweet to her.
This is a demonstration
of Flip
from Mac. I
remember showing her pictures of your vacation and to see her get out of the car tonight. Amen. It's an answer to prayer. And your pastor was giving out pictures last time, and I've got her picture here tonight, and I still have it, preacher, and have been praying for her. And I just praise God that He answers prayers, and He is. And of course, you can't
this
help
is a demonstration
pray for her
of Flip from Mac.
Not praying for Brother Shearer and his family, and I've still got the picture there, and praise God just for miracles and what He's doing. And speaking of prayer, I'd like to preach to you on prayer tonight out of Luke chapter 11. Look at what the Bible says there in verse number 1. It says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples."
This is a demonstration
of Flip
from Mac.
Prayer the model prayer, if you look at that, that's the things we're supposed to pray for, amen. And it doesn't mean that we repeat that over and over again like some do. And the reason we know that is because Jesus didn't do that, amen. He prayed and didn't say that. He said that those things, but he didn't say that word for word. So that's things to pray for. But I'd like to show you just out of the parable what Jesus is talking about concerning prayer. Look at verse 5.
This is a demonstration of Flip from Mac.
"And shall go into him at midnight, saying to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto
this
you,
this is a demonstration of Flip from Mac.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Let's pray tonight. Father, we need you tonight. God, I need you tonight. Empty me of self, pride, and sin, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. God, we just echo the prayer of the disciples so many years ago, and we ask
this is a demonstration of Flip from Mac.
I know there are so many things that can be changed if your people would pray. So many, Lord, our lives could be changed, our families could be changed, our churches could be changed, God, if we would learn to pray. And so, Father, please, I pray for each and every person in here tonight that you would teach us how to pray. We need you, God. Bless the service. Bless this church. Bring a revival to this church and Pastor Shearer and his dear wife.
This is a demonstration of Flip from Mac.
We ask in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated tonight. And again, the context is that Jesus is teaching us how to pray. And I think it's interesting there, if you look at verse 1, the Bible says this: "The disciple said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray." That's interesting to me because there are so many things that they could have asked Jesus to teach them. Amen. In fact, Jesus
this
was
is a
mighty
demonstration
preacher, and
of Flip from Mac.
And maybe one of these days we'll get to see a replay of him here on this earth preaching. And you say, how do you know, Brother Knuff, that he was a mighty preacher? Well, you tell me how you preach to 10,000 people without a microphone. Amen. Now, you would have to be a mighty preacher. We have him on TV and we have him in movies and all this, and he's the kind of just sits there and, "My peace I give thee," and he's soft-spoken and meek. And listen, I want to tell you something. That was not our Savior, amen. He was
this
a preacher.
This is a demonstration.
And he preached,
from
he preached and people heard, and he was a mighty preacher. But the disciples didn't ask him, teach us to preach. They asked him, teach us to pray. He was a great soul winner, and I love to read the woman at the well and how Jesus Christ sat down and taught her patiently and gave her the gospel and told her that he was the living water and was so patient with her. He was a wonderful soul winner and took time to just witness to one person, and yet they didn't ask
this
him
is
teach
a demonstration
the soul
of flip from
they
that.
Asked him teach us to pray, amen. And I believe with all my heart tonight, the reason that is, if you know your own heart, and I know my own heart, I believe that the disciples knew if they could learn to pray, everything else would be okay. Amen. They knew if they could learn to pray, they'd be mighty preachers. If they could learn to pray, they would have power in soul winning. And listen, prayer is the most powerful tool that the Christian has. It really is. Prayer
this
is
a demonstration of flip from that.
Listen, prayer is powerful. Why is prayer powerful? Not because of the person that's praying, but because of the God in whom they're praying to. Amen. Prayer is powerful because God is powerful. Amen. And I'll tell you something tonight. Prayer is powerful, and it changes things. Spurgeon said this: prayer is the splendor nerve that moves the muscles of omnipotence. Amen. It's such a small thing and sometimes seemingly insignificant thing.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
The muscles and the arm and the mighty hand of God. You think about that. It's a powerful thing, and yet it's sad today. It's also the most neglected thing in our churches today. It's no wonder why we're not seeing revival. In fact, my wife and I have had a wonderful time traveling. We have such a beautiful nation here. And I hope you've gotten out of Montana once in a while, amen, and gotten to see some of our nation. And by the way, Montana is one of the most beautiful states in all of America.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
We've been able to travel around and see this nation from coast to coast, and such a beautiful nation. And we were in the east at the beginning of the summer, and then late in the summer, we came over to the west, and we're working our way. We've got two revival meetings coming up in the north. Northwest in Washington State, and what a beautiful nation. We've seen a lot of things this summer. It's been amazing what we've seen in the churches, and like church softball leagues, right? We've got those, and those are a good thing. I've played in
this
those
is a demonstration
and in
of flip from that.
I found out my pastor pulled his hamstring playing a church softball game, amen, and we've seen those, and we've seen VBSs this summer, and we've seen revivals, and we've seen camps, and all kinds of things. We've even seen ice cream Sundays. Amen. I like it, Pastor. When you show up at a church and they're having ice cream Sunday. Amen. That's always a good thing. Maybe you ought to have one of those once in a while. But a lot of good things going on. But it's sad.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
There doesn't seem to be much praying going on. And it's just a reminder that, and it's a reminder of why our churches are in the shape that they're in. We emphasize all these things. In fact, they're wonderful things. They're not wrong things. But I'll tell you something. If we want to see the power of God, we've got to emphasize prayer once again. Amen. We've got to become prayer warriors once again. And so what I'd like to do tonight, I'd just like to whet your appetite.
This is
for
a demonstration
prayer life. Maybe you already
have
a strong prayer life. I want to encourage you tonight to keep it up. Or maybe you are suffering in your prayer life and you'd like to have a strong prayer life. Well, I hope I can challenge and encourage you tonight. And so remember the context. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus gives a wonderful promise in verse 9. Look at what the Bible says. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Amen. That's what prayer is.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
In fact, I mentioned a moment ago that prayer is powerful. Well, the reason that prayer is powerful, and why is prayer powerful? Because prayer is obtaining the help of God. Amen. That's what it's all about. And that's why we have to pray. Why? We need God's help. I don't know about you. I've been in evangelism now for 8 years, and it's been a wonderful thing, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, and I've been married now for 11 months, and Lord willing, we're going to start
a demonstration
to have kids soon, and all of that. You know what? All that, and so but I'll tell you something. The longer I go in evangelism, the longer I go in my Christian life and walk, the longer I'm married and all of that, the more I realize, hey, I need God's help, amen. I don't know about you, but I need the help of God. And the only way I know to get the help of God is prayer, amen. It's prayer. It's prayer, and so, and I say unto you, asking and shall
this
be given.
This is a demonstration
of
flip
from asking and receiving from the Lord. And I don't know if you've ever read that book, Asking and Receiving by John R. Rice, a wonderful book on prayer. And he would write in that book, and also write in The Sword of the Lord, that prayer was asking and receiving. And as a Christian, if you weren't both asking and receiving, there was something wrong with your prayer life. And I believe that tonight. Prayer, listen, when we were traveling in Asia, we saw a lot of people praying.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
See, prayer is asking and receiving. In fact, in Singapore, you'll wake up in many Buddhist countries, you'll smell smoke in the air. In the Philippines, you'll smell smoke in the air, but it's because they're burning their trash, amen. But in Singapore, they're not allowed to burn trash, and you'll smell smoke in the air. And you can go down to the local food market, and you can buy a stack of 500 or 1,000 prayers, depending on how much money you have, and they're pre-written Chinese prayers.
This is a demonstration of
flip from that. You burn those in this little pot, and they go up into the nostrils of Buddha. But I always think, as those people burn those prayers, do they even know what they say? Are they even reading them? Are they even expecting to receive? But listen, I'll tell you something. Prayer is asking and receiving. Amen. It's not just muddling up words or speaking. And we need to be conscious of that. Amen. Are we both asking and receiving? But I want to show you an important word. It's important to keep
this
that
is a demonstration
context.
Of flip from that.
What a promise from the Word of God. And some people take it out of context and think that, hey, that means if I go out tonight into the parking lot and I say, God, I need a new truck, boom, there's going to be a new truck. Or I say, hey, I need $1,000,000, and some preachers on TV preach, hey, send me $1,000, and God will answer your prayers. God will bless you. But I want to show you an important word in that verse, and it's the first word, and, amen.
This is a demonstration
you,
of flip from that.
And shall be given unto you. What does it mean? Jesus is continuing his lesson. So in other words, you can't, that verse doesn't stand all by itself. We have to go back to this parable and see what we're asking and receiving, amen? See what Jesus is teaching about. So we need to be asking and receiving, but let's look at the parable. Look at verse 5 with me. The Bible says this, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, okay? There are
this is a demonstration
that you have to have
of
in order to
pray.
Number one, you have to have Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen, in order to pray. No, I'm serious tonight. The Bible says, Jesus said, that he was the way, he was the truth, he was the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. And if you look at verse 13, what's prayer? Receiving from the Father. So you can't receive from the Father, unless you can come unto the Father. Amen. And
this
the only
is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. So, number one, I hope that you're saved tonight. If you want to have an effective prayer life, the first step is salvation. It's salvation. The Bible says this, that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So he's your mediator. He gets you plugged back into God. So you have to be saved. Number two, in order to pray, you have
this
to
have
is a
demonstration of
you have
flip
to have
from
something
that.
To pray for. Amen. A need. You say, Brother Knopf, of course, that's easy. We all have needs. And I realized that tonight. We all have needs. But wait a minute. I believe with all my heart, this is one of the reasons we've stopped praying in America today. We don't need anything. Sure, we pray when we overdraw the bank account. Boy, then we're prayer warriors, right? God, please, give me the money. I got to get back into the black. And so we pray when things are tough, or we pray when
this is
when,
a demonstration
we have health
of flip
issues. And by the way, we should, and we do. And boy, we pray in here, but wait a minute. What about when everything's going good? Do you have a need? It's more than a need, really, what it is. It's a burden. Amen. Do you have a burden? See, I believe, and we pray for the obvious things, but hey, what about the things that aren't so obvious? What about if we could see Great Falls, Montana, as God sees it tonight? We would have a burden.
This is a demonstration.
My wife and
a
I were on our way this afternoon, and you could see people just partying everywhere. That's America. We just want to party. Just want to have a good time, and we could see the ranches and see people gathered, and we could see the streams and see people down there swimming. But I'll tell you something else we saw. Because that partying has a consequence, we saw two ambulances. go past us. And I thought immediately, Pastor, within myself, I thought, oh, my soul, I hope they were
this
saved.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
I hope they were saved. I bet they, I don't know anything about it, but I bet they wish they would have been in church that day. I bet they wish they would have been in church, and I hope they were saved. See, if we could just see as God sees. As you drive around your city, instead of seeing just people, which can be sometimes an obstacle, you know, they're not going when the light turns green, and they're not ordering fast enough. If we could see people as God sees, I'm telling you, if you'd get a burden for the lost, the greater the burden, the greater your prayer, amen. The more you pray. If you get a burden for the world, my friend, then you'd pray for your missionaries. You'd pray if you get a burden for your church and for revival. I'm telling you tonight, I want to ask you, do you have a burden? Do you see as God sees? The more burdened you are, the more you pray.
This is a demonstration of flip for man.
Maybe tonight you need to come and pray, God, increase my burden. Give me a burden. The reason Christians don't pray today is they're not burdened until the tragedy happens, until something bad happens. But wait a minute, what about the tragedy that is America right now? Are you burdened? What about the tragedy of people lost and dying and on their way to hell? Are you burdened?
This is a demonstration of
this man's so burdened, he's up in the middle of the night, amen. He has a need. A friend has come over to his house, and he wants to be hospitable. He wants to do something for him. And he opens the cupboards, and the man's been on a long trip, and they're bare. And so he's so burdened, he's willing to leave the comfort of his home and doesn't care. It doesn't have any pride or shame. Even though it's in the middle of the night, he knows everybody's gone to sleep, he's going to get up in the middle of the night. Why?
This is a demonstration of flip for man.
You had to get up in the middle of the night because you were burdened. You have a burden. Not only do you have to have a need, but it has to be the right kind of need. Amen. The right kind of need. Look at verse 6, and here we unlock the heart of prayer. It says this, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me. Amen. We just unlocked the heart of prayer for a friend. For a friend. It's intercession.
This is a demonstration
of
flip from
that. That's the only time. You can only claim asking and receiving for a friend. For a friend. And this is the heart of prayer. And I believe with all my heart, sometimes we can't ask and receive. Sometimes our prayers are not answered, church, because we just ask too selfishly. I, me, mine. It's all about us. What about your friend? Amen. What about their needs? What about their burdens?
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. Sometimes we're living too selfishly. God has supplied, God has blessed, and we just keep it with us. We never turn around and use it for somebody else. And I believe with all my heart, when you live selfishly, God dries up the windows of heaven, shuts them. I believe that. But look at the heart of prayer. And listen. The man's going to receive this bread, so he's going to own it.
This is a demonstration.
It's going to become his, but he's going to be a funnel of blessing, amen. And that's what God's looking for here at Heritage Baptist Church. He's looking for people that will come to him and say, God, I need because they need, amen. People that will be a funnel of blessings. And so this is the heart of prayer. I need because they need for a friend of mine. So get this in your mind tonight. This man, he's going to go get these three loaves. They're going to become his. At that point, he can
this
do
is a
it,
demonstration
whatever
of
he wants. He can sell them the next day in the market. He can go make a sandwich. But no, where's his heart? What's his desire? He's going to receive this bread, and he's going to turn around, and he's going to use it for somebody else. Amen. And so that's what you need here at Heritage Baptist Church. You need some people that will go to God for a friend, for someone else. I need because they need. We need people that will.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Like this man, funnel of blessings. The truth is tonight, God does want to bless you. Amen. That's the good news. And the preachers get on TV and say, "Oh, God wants to bless you," and preach the prosperity gospel. And I just read a story recently, and probably shouldn't have been laughing, but a preacher that has been preaching prosperity and that you don't need to rely on medicine or anything. You just had over 200 cases.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It was quite scary. And preaching, hey, if you're saved, you won't get measles. If you're saved, God will bless you. And some guys preach that. But you know what? The truth is tonight, God does want to bless you. We know that. But here's the question. The question tonight is not whether or not God wants to bless you. We already know He wants to bless you, man. If you're not saved, He wants to save you. Wants you to
this is a demonstration of fruit for Mac.
If you are saved, He wants to use you. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants to do so much through you, my friend. God does want to bless you. The question tonight is not whether or not God wants to bless you. The question is tonight, and here's where they get it wrong, why does God want to bless you? That's the question. So that you can be more comfortable. Why does God want to bless this church so we can go around and say, well,
this is a demonstration
of flip
for
Mac. No, my friend, why does God want to bless you tonight? Why have you ever asked this question? Why does God want to answer my prayers? Why? Because He wants to be a blessing to those around you, amen. That's it. Why does God want to bless you? Because He wants to bless those around you. See, if they're
this
lost,
is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He can't answer their prayers. He can't pour out a blessing. They're lost and dying and on their way to hell. So who's He going to use? You. Amen. Who's He going to use? You. Amen. How are they going to see Jesus Christ? They're going to see Him through you, amen. How are they going to hear about Jesus Christ? They're going to hear about Him through you, amen. So God wants to bless you. God wants to take care of you. Why? So you'll turn around and serve Him and
this
help
is a demonstration.
Why does God want to bless this church? He wants to bring revival to this church. He wants to bless this church. Why? Because He wants this church to reach Great Falls, Montana, amen. And Montana and the United States and beyond. We just have to be a funnel of blessing for a friend. In fact, you know what Jesus is doing right now? You want to live a life like Jesus? What's He doing right now? He's praying for you.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He's not up there praying for Himself. He had to pray for Himself a few times on this earth, but why did He even pray for Himself? So that He could minister to us. So that He could die for us. But I'll tell you something right now. It's one of the most comforting thoughts I can have as a Christian to know that tonight as I preach, Jesus Christ is praying for me. And tonight as you sit there, Jesus
Christ
is praying
for you. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You want to be like Jesus? Pray for someone else. Or if you have a need, serve someone else. Amen. I'll tell you what, the greatest givers I know. You want to have your prayers answered? Give. The greatest givers I know are the greatest prayer warriors I know. In fact, sometimes we don't have a need because we keep it all. But you give. You invest in the Lord.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You have a need, and God will supply that need. The greatest givers I know are the greatest. So if you want to see, hey, say, Brother Knuff, my prayers have not been answered lately. Why don't you start giving some more? Amen. Watch God answer your prayers. So for a friend. And then we go on in this chapter tonight. Look at verse 7. It says, and this is one of the most confusing verses in the chapter, but it says this, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not.
This is a demonstration.
And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. And it's in complete contradiction to verse 9. Two verses later, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Verse 7, the answer comes and it's, no, go away. We're in bed. The only way you can answer this verse or understand this verse is to remember the context. Jesus is teaching us
how to pray. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
When you pray for something, most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, it doesn't happen right away. Amen? Sometimes it happens right away. Boy, I love it when that happens, don't you? Preacher, as impatient men, as impatient preachers. Well, I love it when it just happens right away. And I know I've experienced it in my own life. And I know preachers.
This is a demonstration of
Flip
for Matt.
And there they are praying, God, we need to feed our family. And we're out here serving you. We're starting a church. Where's the food? And the knock comes at the door while they're praying. And there's the food they need. It certainly happens. But let me just say this, most of the time, it doesn't happen at first. It doesn't happen right away. But most of the time, it takes verse 8. Amen. Look at what the Bible says. I say unto you,
this is a demonstration.
Though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Did you catch that? What a difference. What a difference. I'm telling you, my friend, this could make all the difference in your life. What a difference. The answer went from no to hey.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. I'll tell you something. It takes importunity. What does it mean, believer? It means we're not going anywhere. We're not going to stop praying. We're just going to knock and ask and beg and pray until we see it done. That's
this is
means.
A demonstration of
I'll tell you what
Matt.
We do, and I know this because I do the same thing. Listen, we come to the prayer meeting, we hear the prayer request, and we think, oh, that's terrible. And we pray for it. And that's it. But we can't claim verse 9 unless we use importunity. Keep knocking, and asking, and begging, and pleading.
This is a demonstration of Flip
the Mat. Tonight, do we have any more prayer warriors like that? See, I'll tell you what this church needs, what this town needs. What America needs, what this world needs, is Christians that pray like that. That have persistence in their prayer. And in fact, importunity, it's a stronger word than persistence. It's almost, it means you're going to stay there, and you're going to knock, and you're going to ask, and you're beg, and you're, listen, you're not
this
going
is a demonstration
anywhere. You're not going to stop
flip
until you see it answered. It's sad today, and I've had the privilege of growing up in the ministry, and had the privilege of knowing great men of God and preachers, just like Brother Lorena over there in the Philippines, and praise God to meet your pastor and different men of God. And you know what? We're lacking prayer warriors today. We don't have them like we used to, preacher. I remember in
this
our church,
is a demonstration of flip
when I was growing up, you'd go to the Saturday night prayer meeting, and it started at 7 o'clock, and sometimes, pastor, you were there till midnight. Those old faithful men in the church would take in. I remember just being a 4-year-old, 5-year-old boy, and my wife and I got to stop and visit Brother Ricker. He's 80-something years old now, and he was one of those men. And they would take you in revival meetings and special times of prayer. They would take you, and you would pray next to them, and they would pour
their
heart out.
This is a demonstration.
I'm telling you, you'd be there till midnight. You'd be there till 1 o'clock. Sometimes the men in our church would pray all night long. And I'll tell you, as a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old boy, it was so wonderful to come on Sunday morning and say, hey, there's that woman they were praying for. She's coming forward, and she's going to get saved. Hey, there's that family. They're joining the church. Hey, look at this place. It's full, just like those men asked God. Fill his house. It was such a wonderful testimony. But you know what?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
In all my travels, I know I met one. I was over here preaching in Post Falls one night, and I was preaching on prayer that night, and a woman came up to me afterwards, 76 years old, and handed me her card. And she said, Brother Knuff, if you need anything, you give me a call and I'll pray for it. She said, I pray for this preacher and that preacher. Named some pretty preachers with some pretty big churches. And she said, at home right now, I've got a prayer list.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
My prayer list every day. She said, I'm retired. She said, my life is prayer. That's it. She said, the joy of my life is when the phone rings. And there's somebody on the other line and says, hey, you can cross my prayer need off your prayer list. She said, I hang up that phone. I praise the Lord. I cross that off my prayer list. And she says, it stirs my soul.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Matt. To realize that God answered my prayer. She says, it's wonderful. And I said, I asked her this. I said, how did this all start? I said, I know we're done with church, but I want to hear this story. Amen. How did you become a prayer warrior? She said, well, I'll tell you. She said, it started with my two daughters. She said, the one daughter got saved at an early age. We raised them in a Baptist church. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She grew up and went through the Christian school, graduated, valedictorian, went off to Bible college. She said she met a young man there. They surrendered to the mission field. She says, that daughter, my grandkids, and my son-in-law are in Africa today serving God faithfully. She said, I pray for her every day, and I praise God for that daughter. She said, the other daughter was the opposite. She wouldn't get saved.
This
she
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She ran away from home, just wanted to party and have fun. And she said, she broke my heart. We got in an argument when she was 20, and she packed up our car and left our house for good. She said, as I saw her drive away with all her things in her car, I just imagined a semi-truck smashing into her and sending her straight to hell. She said,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That day I sat down on the gravel for hours. I don't know how long I was there. And I made the decision, I'm going to pray for my daughter every single day. God, save my daughter. God, save my daughter. She said, I started praying, and not a day went by. Sometimes I'd pray all night. Sometimes I'd go without food and fast. And I just
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
God saved my daughter. My daughter would move to a certain town, and so I'd call the local Baptist preacher. I said, would you go witness to my daughter and call me back? And they'd call me back and say, she slammed the door in my face, doesn't want anything to do with Jesus. And I'd just weep, and I'd go back and pray, God, save my daughter. God, save my daughter. She said that when she would come home
this
for Thanksgiving
is a demonstration
or Christmas,
of Flip for Mac.
Try to work in the right time to talk to her about Jesus. I'd slip a track into her card or something like that. And she said one day it was so terrible. One Christmas, my daughter came and I was trying to tell her about Jesus. And she said, Mom, if you tell me one more time about Jesus Christ, I'm never coming back to your house again. She said, I couldn't bear it. I just ran to my room and I wept and I cried. I said, God,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
She said, for 20 years, Brother Knuth, every day I prayed, God save my daughter. She said, my daughter went through a terrible divorce, lived a life of alcoholism and in and out of rehab for drugs. And she said, she was 40 years old and she came into my house and it was Christmas time and she walked in and she said this. She walked in and she said this, Mom, I know what
this
I said
is a demonstration
so many years ago.
Of Flip for Mac.
But she said, Mom, would you tell me one more time about Jesus Christ? She said, Brother Knuth, I sat down in my living room and I led my 40-year-old little girl to Jesus Christ. She looked at me and she said this. She said, Brother Knuth, I know prayer changes things. She said, I know prayer works. She said, that's why I pray 4 hours.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Prayer works. And I just ask you tonight, do we have any more Christians like that? That's what we need. That's what this church needs. We just stand heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. If I could get the piano player to come and start playing, is it all right to give an invitation, preacher? And if I could get the piano player to just come and start playing softly, we'll go right into the invitation. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The altar is open tonight. Let's pray.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What is it tonight, Christian, you've stopped praying for? Well, do you have a burden tonight? Did God speak to your heart tonight? Heads bowed and eyes closed. The altar is open. Let's pray tonight. Let's talk to God tonight.
The altar is open. Won't you come? Maybe you say, I don't have step number one down. I don't know Jesus Christ.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Matt.
Standing here in the front, would you leave that place where you're standing? Meet him. He'll put you, pair you up with someone that can show you out of God's Word how you can be saved. Maybe you say, I am saved, but I'm not living a victorious Christian life. I want to tell you something tonight, my friend. Prayer will bring victory to your life. The sinning man ceases to pray.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Matt.
I believe with all my heart you can get victory over that sin if you'll learn how to pray. Would you come tonight and just come to Jesus tonight and just ask him the same thing the disciples asked him. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach me to pray. See, I can preach on it tonight, but the only way
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That's how you learn how to pray. Go take a place in your house, whether it's a closet or a bedroom or a garage or woodshed, and say, this is going to be my prayer place. I'm going to meet with the Lord every day here, and I'm going to pray. And go and pray for 15 minutes, 30 minutes. You don't have to pray for 4 hours the first time. Unless you can, that's great.
This is a demonstration.
But you don't pray 15 minutes, but you do it every day. Every day. And you start to build a prayer list. Write things down. Build a prayer list. Listen. And then when God answers, you praise him and thank him and cross it off your prayer list. Are you asking and receiving tonight? Are you asking and receiving?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Once again, if you're here tonight and you're not sure you're saved, and you're not sure you're on your way to heaven, I want you to know that God loves you. And he cares for your soul, and that's why he keeps coming at you and trying to.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
If you're here tonight and you don't have Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, I promise you, I know this for a fact, the Holy Spirit just keeps working at you and working at you and working at you and working at you and working at you, that you would come to him. He shows you things. He brings things to your mind. He brings things to your memory. But
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Preachers can yell and scream and beg and drag you. But I'm telling you, that's not salvation. Salvation is realizing you're a sinner and realizing there's no one to help you except Jesus Christ. You cannot help yourself. You are destined to be damned. And it's your choice. You have a free will. Adam and Eve had a free will. God said, don't eat of the tree of
this
the good.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. That was it. And Adam and Eve chose to disobey God's word and went against the plan of God. And because of that, death passed upon all men for all have sinned.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Not one thing. But to get to heaven, you got to make a reservation. To get to heaven, you have to confess your sins before Almighty God and tell him that you believe and in faith and trust that you believe that he died on the cross and rose on the third day for you, and he will come in your heart. Simple as that.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Matt.
And you will. You'll have feelings. The Bible said that the rich man in hell, in torment, said, send Lazarus, that he may dip his finger in the water and touch my tongue, for I'm in torment.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Matt.
But you also have memory. You also see. Everything that you have today, you'll have it down there, but you'll be dying forever. Burning in anguish, gnashing of teeth and screaming. But Jesus said, hey, I want you to know I love you. Come to me. Come on to me. Come on. Just ask, and I'll give you salvation. One
this is
time,
a demonstration of Flip
for
Matt.
This may be the last time you ever hear this, and the last time the Holy Spirit ever speaks to your heart and says, I want you to come. Come to Jesus tonight. Why don't you come right now? Just step out of the seat, walk down the aisle, and say, preacher, today I won't get saved. I want to take care of this thing for right now, right here, right forever. Why don't you come right now? Your choice. Ain't nobody pulling you. Nobody
this is a
you.
Demonstration of Flip for Mac.